Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Police are asking for help finding the four people who sprayed anti-Semitic remarks onto the front of a restaurant in Chelsea.
ZZ Restaurant has been here on 8th Avenue for about 2 decades now. They've never had to endure hate like this. In fact, the NYPD Hate Crime Task Force is involved in trying to track down four suspects who spray-painted swastikas and the words Zionism out on the ZZ Restaurant early in the morning of May 6th. Councilman Eric Botcher, this is his district.
It's very unsettling, and the images have been released. Unfortunately, the people are masked, so it's going to be hard to locate these folks. We want anyone with any information about this hate crime to come forward so we can apprehend these individuals.
Those surveillance photos, we'll put them up at 1010winds.com. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Chelsea.
Tonight, Mayor Adams and School Chancellor David Banks will be at the Jewish Children's Museum in Crown Heights speaking about fighting anti-Semitism in New York City public schools through education. Deborah Halberstam is the co-founder of the museum. She told 1010 Winds,
"We have to change the conversation, and we have to bring together mutual respect and understanding. And we need to turn, we must turn the anti-Semitism from hatred. There is just too much anger and hatred in the streets."
This comes just weeks after Chancellor Banks was questioned by Congress about anti-Semitism in city schools. Deborah Halberstam says that while she believes Banks has been doing a good job, she believes more can be done. And police are investigating a hate crime in East Williamsburg. Cops say a non-gender-conforming individual was sitting on the front steps of their home at Borum Street and Bushwick Avenue when they were approached by two men who made anti-sexual orientation statements. One of them then picked up a metal pipe and hit the victim in the head. The two then fled the scene. The victim suffered some bruising but refused medical attention at the scene. The NYPD's Hate Crimes Task Force is investigating. We have pictures of that suspect up at 1010winds.com of both suspects. Today is the day that Fleet Week starts in New York City, and it starts with the annual parade of ships into New York.
It's a homecoming for Fernando Gomez of Jackson Heights, Queens.
I feel nostalgic because I'm missing the city. I'm missing to be around, be in the subway. I don't know. I'm a city person, and I was missing this a lot.
He and his crewmates on the USS Bataan are recently back from an 8.5-month deployment that included protecting commercial vessels from Iran-backed militias in the Red Sea. A sacrifice that is well worth it for Chief Warrant Officer 3, Andrew Woods, from Avenel, New Jersey.
I have a wonderful wife, Ava, and 4 small children. It's difficult being away, but they understand. I always talk to them about service to the nation and the sacrifices that I make so that they can have a better future.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Parade of Ships on Manhattan's West Side.
The corruption trial for Senator Bob Menendez is on hold for a week after jurors got stuck in an elevator yesterday. Jurors were trapped for several minutes during what was supposed to be a 10-minute break that lasted almost half an hour. That's because their usual assembly room just outside the courtroom was flooded on Monday because someone left sink faucets on over the weekend. As jurors left for the day on Monday, Judge Sidney Stein jokingly told them, "Don't all get into one elevator." Menendez is facing bribery charges for allegedly taking cash and gold bars in exchange for favors for the governments of Egypt and Qatar. His wife, Nadine, is scheduled to go on trial in July. Well, we hear a lot about the shortage of lifeguards we have here in the city as the summer approaches, but we don't hear as much about how challenging the mental toll on those lifeguards can be.
It's something most of us probably do not think about, how stressful it is to be a lifeguard, the constant looking for trouble in the water, and then sadly for some lifeguards trying to rescue someone, but the person does not make it. Psychiatrist Dr. Samuel Reinfeld from Psychiatry Clinic on Long Island has paired up with Lifeguard Train in New York to provide therapy and counseling for lifeguards.
Some can even have like reliving experiences, flashbacks, and that can really negative impact lifeguards' ability to go back to work or even function on a day-to-day basis.
And although most lifeguards are 15 to 18 years old, the program helps lifeguards of all ages. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.